Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News on this 25th day of September 2023. Live, of course. The phone lines are open. Let's take a look at the trailer here for this greatest show on earth film by Nick Alvear.
Just before bed to stop receding gums and decaying teeth before it's too late.
Sorry about that.
25% of adults over 60.
Here we go. Here we go. And of course, it's going to be suggesting everything's.
Each day so satisfied, I'm on my way.
Film sentient. Good Lion TV. Good Lion Films. An original. Good Lion TV. Original. Filmed by Nick Alvear. Executive producers. Written by Nick Alvear. Based on the work of Derek Johnson. Directed by the greatest show on earth. Open for your calls. Trump coming down the escalator with Melania. Great day for America. 2008.
Yes, we can.
Former President Barack Obama, the great deceiver, instilled so much hope in the public.
Are you ready to go?
Yet, as time unraveled, more and more of his word became a lie, and a setup for the deep state to roll out a massive depopulation agenda was further established. One that would have carried on had Hillary won the 2016 election. The Georgia Guidestones had been set in stone for this Freemason agenda, but over the last 7 years, the agenda had been destroyed. Hillary was meant to win. At least the deep state had rigged the election so she would. But they didn't realize how much rigging they'd need to do. Because Trump became so popular, they lost. The corrupt DC establishment had lost touch with reality. They figured because they had the media in their pocket, they truly thought they would win. Despite the lawsuit with Fox News, Dominion has a proven track record of voter fraud. See Venezuela and how the people reacted when their election was rigged. Or watch Pervywood 9, Volume 2, where I cover the 2020 election rigging in explicit detail.
Well, there's so much truth there already about rigging the election. Obama, Hillary, the turnout in the rural areas for Trump was simply overwhelming. They didn't anticipate it. They couldn't cope with it, even though the election was rigged. for Hillary. Trump won anyway. And she, especially, has never got over it. David in Massachusetts, join the conversation.
Hello, Director Fetzer. How are you?
Good, David.
Hey, Director Fetzer, you know, could you imagine people, somebody that always spends their time watching television, but not being allowed to talk about television, or somebody that spends their time seeing movies, going to the movies all the time, but not being allowed to talk about the movies, or like a sports fan, maybe someone that goes to sports events, like here in Boston, the Red Sox and the Bruins and the Celtics, but never being able to allowed to talk about sports. The reason I mention that is I don't watch television, and I've stepped out of my boyhood into my manhood, so I have no use for these spectator sports. I'm a participant in life. But this business, I spend my time listening to talk radio, Republic Broadcasting, and I usually listen to Alex Jones. And then we have local talk radio here in Boston. We have this Jeff Kuna character, WRKO and Howie Cobb. And then I'll listen to Rick Wiles, True News and everything. But anyways, I don't watch television, but this policy of Republic Broadcasting, it's inconsistent. Supposedly, I spend my life listening to Republic Broadcast, and I know all the talk show hosts, I know all the callers, but I'm not allowed to comment. On anything, and yet this, I call them...
David, you're allowed to comment. You're commenting here.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying I'm not allowed to comment. I can understand about being critical of the other talk show hosts, but this character, Miles the Reptile. I call him Miles the Reptile. He's allowed to call in, and he's been doing this dogging me for years. And he's able to talk about John Statmiller, what John Statmiller thinks about me, and John Statmiller was a talk show host. But Director Fetzer, this Miles the Reptile, he started in on me. I thought I was among friends for years. I go all the way back when Charles Giuliani was a devout Christian. I go back with Alan Stang and all the Robbie Noel for years. Supporting Republic Broadcasting. And this sinister Miles the Reptile, he started in on me. I thought I was among friends, but I supported the Constitution Party. I supported the and the Constitution Party put forth candidates like Chuck Baldwin. And this Miles started in on me.
David, listen, apart from your travails with the various hosts, what would be your thoughts about any of the stories of today, such as, you know, this German Leopard tank showing up in Ukraine? That could threaten an all-out war between NATO and Russia, or the discovery 99% of the COVID deaths were fake to, you know, try to induce hysteria to take the jab. Or any other current issue, would you like to comment on any of those?
I'd like to give people a reality check, Director Fetzer. The reason it's called billions and billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine is because we're stuck with the bill. Billion begins with the word bill, B-I-L-L, and these stupid suckers, these stupid American suckers, I call them suckers for the great Satan. They're stuck with the bill of these billions and billions of dollars. Remember, Sato, B-I-L-L, and you're stuck with the bill. And let me tell you something. This business about raising the debt ceiling, can you imagine we're giving billions and billions and billions to somebody that wants to rape and sodomize Mother Russia, that pervert, and Zelensky, and we're talking about giving them more billions and billions, and then they're talking about raising our debt ceiling. Well, let me tell you something about that debt ceiling. It's not a debt ceiling. It's a bottomless pit. And it's talked about in the Bible. The Bible talks about the end times bottomless pit that this great Satan has begun its descent into the bottomless pit. They're not raising anything. This great Satan isn't raising the debt ceiling. This great Satan is lowering the debt pit. And they're throwing future generations into this debt pit. This nonsense raising the debt ceiling. Yeah, the only thing they're raising is they're raising hell. And as far as these COVID variants, I said a long time ago, I'm not concerned with these phony COVID variants, but what I am concerned about is those genuine deviants down in Washington, D.C. Okay. I'm concerned with the deviants. Listen. Okay? People like Pete Buggerbutt. How about Pete Buggerbutt? How about these? Yeah.
David, listen.
Yeah, I'm listening.
At the moment, you're the only caller here. Let me play you some clips from 2006 when I was on Fox News, and let's get your take about them. May we do that?
Absolutely.
I did a show here with Scott Bennett, who has something called Global Great Awakenings. And during the show, we played clips where I was going to be on Hannity and Combs. And I want you to listen to what happened, and you give me your thoughts. Stand by.
Check out Mr. Fetzer on Hannity and Combs, featuring Ollie North, infamously of the Iran-Contra scandal, no less. Here's how it went.
Making their way onto the campuses of some major American universities. Joining us now, the co-chairman of Scholars for 9/11 Truth, Professor Emeritus at the University of Minnesota at Duluth, James Fetzer. Professor, thank you so much for being with us. First of all, is this a required course? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it a required course?
You got your facts, Fox, I'm sorry to say. In fact, I created an organization of faculty and experts to study 9/11, not to teach in courses.
Right.
But I must tell you what we have discovered.
Well, I just want to be clear.
Certainly qualify as material for an important course.
So you're saying you're not teaching this. I want to be clear here. You're not teaching a course in this.
No, you're confused. And I hope that Fox usually does a better job on their research than this.
All right.
I created an organization of faculty and scholars to study 9/11.
All right, I want to be clear on this.
We discovered that practically everything the government has told us about it is false.
Yeah, I want to get into that in a moment. I just want to be clear. So as far as you know, there is no course on 9/11 conspiracy theories being taught at your university or any place else that you know of?
That's right, but it's a great idea. I would certainly support having such a course because there's a lot of material to work with.
All right, and what evidence do you have that the government was involved, that Cheney knew, that anybody in the chain of command knew ahead of time that this was going to happen on 9/11? Can you give us any piece of evidence that would substantiate that argument?
Absolutely. For example, Norman Mineta testified to the 9/11 commission that he observed Dick Cheney in an underground bunker when a young aide came up to him and repeatedly told him, sir, it's 50 miles out, sir, it's 30 miles, sir, it's 10 miles out, sir, do the orders still stand? Cheney turned around, jumped on him, nearly bit off his head and said, of course the orders still stand. Have you heard anything different? The order had to be to not shoot down the plane that was approaching the Pentagon. After all, the order should have been to shoot it down. Shooting it down would be the obvious thing to do when you consider that you're going to lose the passengers in the plane if you shoot it down, but if you don't, you're going to use the passengers in the plane and also, of course, all the personnel and property at the target.
Hey, Prof, let me ask you, I want to go back to something in the exchange that you and Alan just had a moment ago. In fairness to our producers, when they talked to you earlier, you said that courses are being taught in which these conspiracy theories are advanced to the students. Am I correct?
No, you're not correct.
Okay.
What I said to him was, in courses on critical thinking, sometimes issues related to, for example, tax cuts or global warming or reasons for going to war in Iraq might be discussed as examples, but I know of no courses as such that are being taught that way.
So let me ask, how big is this group of professors that you put together, this organization you formed, that gives credence, if you will, to the theory you just advanced about 9/11?
Well, there are over 300 members, Colonel North, including about 200 with advanced research skills, and about 85 that have affiliations, including physicists, mechanical engineers, pilots, aeronautical engineers.
Sure.
We've discovered that the Twin Towers were brought down by controlled demolition. We've discovered that the Osama bin Laden appears to have had nothing to do with it.
Help me out here. Having been involved in a couple of controversial undertakings over my years in government service, How many people in the government were part of this conspiracy, do you envision?
Hundreds, thousands?
No, Ollie. I think it's a small number. You know about classified, controlled operations where everything's compartmentalized. Yeah. Do you know, Ollie, that the FBI has confirmed that they have no hard evidence relating Osama bin Laden to the events of 9/11? Are you aware of that?
Well, Osama bin Laden himself claims that. I mean, they didn't manufacture those tapes.
This is the FBI, Ollie. This is the FBI that has affirmed in the last couple of weeks they have no hard evidence tying Osama bin Laden to 9/11.
And so all of these people that died on 9/11 were... is what you're articulating died as a consequence of what our government did.
We're trying to find out exactly what happened. Our government has a considerable reputation for telling things that are not true.
All right, Professor, we thank you very much for coming on tonight. Coming up, former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin.
It's so fascinating that following me was Bibi Netanyahu, because Bibi was a brain trust behind 9/11, which was brought to us compliment by the CIA, the neocons, and the DOD. The overwhelming majority of whom were dual U.S.-Israeli citizens, avid Zionists, and the Mossad. Dave from Mass, would you have any thoughts about my exchange there with Holmes and then with Ollie North?
Director Fetzer. First off, I'm very familiar with that chain. When he's being told that the planes are getting closer and closer, he's ordering them to stand down and all that. Have you heard anything different? I'm all familiar with that. You know, this business about poo-poo and conspiracy theories, this is what I say, Director Fetzer. I'll ask these nitwits the poo-poo conspiracy theories. I'll say, well, wait a minute, you know. I'll say to them, do you believe in piracy? Do you believe in pirates? And do you believe in piracy? Yeah. And of course, these morons will say, well, yeah, I believe in. Of course, everybody knows there were pirates, and everybody knows there was piracy on the high seas. Yeah. I said, okay, well, the root of the word conspiracy is piracy. Now, do you believe in the word con? In a convention?
David, listen, thanks for all those comments. Ollie North went up here on television for 4 years thereafter. I think he felt a bit humiliated. If I hadn't asked him to bring in a TV before, I wouldn't have known how they were going to pitch it, because they had lured me onto the show saying they wanted to find out what scholars for 9/11 truth had learned about 9/11. But of course, it was really to target me. But they didn't know enough to get it right, and I was able to seize control of the show. Thank you for the call, David. Yeah. We have another David standing by. David from New York. David, join the conversation.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Well, very interesting. That whole thing about masks is kind of crazy. The way people wear these masks is loose anyway, so virus can get around there. And, I wouldn't expect them to be it's difficult to say how effective they might be. They should be effective in certain situations, and they used to put them on sick people thinking that would prevent them from spreading. And Jeff Rentz has gone over this. There was a mask study that showed that that these masks, I mean, Mike Rivera always said, hey, they won't stop a small virus particle. Well, you've got whole cells.
Hold that. After this break.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Is it for?
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Here comes the sun, doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right.
Dave in New York, I couldn't agree more. Even the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, which is our nation's preeminent professional organization for doctors, declared that masks are basically useless, that they don't promote the health. The reason they're worn in surgery is so that spittle coming from the nurses and the doctors doesn't infect the wound. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's just about the opposite of everything we've been told by Fauci, Birx, and the other miscreants at the CDC, the FDA, and the NIH. Further, David, your thoughts.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a mystery whether they're working for you or against you, those things. If there's cellulose base or something, there could be hydrophilic groups on the surface, which will grab things that are polar like water. And if you have a cell, the exterior of a cell is also polar. So, and if you have spittle droplets, they may fit through the pore hole, but all they need to do is touch a surface and then they stick, kind of like glue. So it's very complicated. I can't tell you about that. What I would recommend or what a reasonable conclusion would be on their effectiveness. But like you say, they cause other disease too. So, be judicious. Think about what you're doing.
Dave, not only was the pandemic fake and fabricated, but the masks were together, but the social distancing was just made up by Birx. She just made up the number. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Well, the vax, of course, is unsafe and often fatal. Yeah, further thought.
Yeah, we know that for sure. And the 6-foot distance, while it was in some kid's homework assignment or something, they said they got it from there. Listen, spittle droplets can go 22 feet in a room. So, you know, what are you going to do? Get a bigger room. I don't know. Let two people in the store at a time.
Or, if you sneeze or cough, it can go 22 feet. I like that.
Something like that, yeah. And there's studies done on this stuff. But basically, regarding the whole thing being fake, I mean, no, there was a disease caused COVID-19. There's much evidence for this. You need to talk to medical doctors about this, McCullough and stuff. They treated this stuff, and they were using steroids. And I know a guy, he said, this old doctor called the new doctor and said, listen, I used to run your department. Give him this steroid, and if that doesn't work, give him this stronger one, because he can't breathe. All he's got to do is open it up. So there was a reason why. There was a very significant difference in this than the flu or anything else. And there was an article that came out long back said, did the CDC reduce their death counts by 94%? And they didn't with the table 3 of comorbidities. All they said, there were lots of comorbidities in the dead people. And then you have to go back and see what that means. But they had given out information on the flu on a comorbidity table, and I bothered to look it up. Nobody else did. 80% comorbidity. So it was even worse with COVID, and I would say, hey, well, okay, that's euthanasia. You know, I mean, maybe good it was stuff. Designed for euthanasia, you know.
Well, good stuff. Yeah.
The old people, John, it was only youth. Yeah.
John Rappaport and Edward Henry have emphasized how the year before there were 38 million cases of the flu. The following year, 2000, they took 37,998,000, cases of the flu and reclassified them as COVID.
That's not necessarily true. Chris Steiner has come out with all the information on this. They stopped testing for the flu. So we don't even know. I mean, it's all a big mess, Jim. And I'm not expert enough in researched at all, but there's alternative explanations to some of these conclusions, and I think Rappaport's no virus theory is absurd, and he doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm not advocating no virus theory. I'm just talking about reclassification.
But I'm saying if he's so wrong about that, maybe he didn't. I don't know if they did reclassify and how much they did. And I'm sure they did.
You can go to my blog at jameshfetzer.org.
But they stopped measuring for the flu. If they're stopped measuring for it, they're going to be zero flu incidences. I've got more information on that. I've got to look it up, and I'll send you an email.
Do it, Dave. Yeah, do it. Excellent. Glad you called.
Because I just want to be on target here, try to get a feel for what's real, and it's difficult.
Yeah. Good. Good stuff, Dave. Thank you. Reese, also in New York. Reese, join the conversation.
All right. I thought I would piggyback after Dave from Massachusetts' phone call. And I do have something to say. I'm not going to criticize any host on a network, but there was a statement made, Jim, last week, and I think the truth is important. I think it was Dave that made the statement. Remember the famous quote by CIA Director Bill Casey? When our program of disinformation is complete, everything the American public will believe will be false, correct?
And he put it the other way around, Reese. He put it the other way around. He said our program will be a success when everything the American people believe is false. Stand put. We'll take you right after this break.
But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a gentle mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How can a Tavistock Institute be implicated in the Beatles' messages? All you need is love. I just find that such a stretch. Now, Reese, I even have a research associate who was there when William Casey made that statement at the CIA. So we know he said it. And isn't it disgraceful that the CIA should be promoting falsehoods and disinformation, that propaganda is their stock in trade?
Yes, Jim, and I want to say this, that Bill Casey learned it not from the Jesuits, but from a very different source, and I'm going to fill you and your listeners in on who that source was. I did a little further in-depth research on Bill Casey because it intrigued me that a CIA director would make a statement like that, especially being a Catholic. This is something completely antithetical to what a Catholic would do or say. Guess what I found out about Bill Casey? Well, his mother was named Blanche Levine. And her name, Levine, comes from guess where? Sub-Saharan Africa, where she and her parents lived in what is called the slave coast of Africa. They call it the saddest region of Africa because it was the center of slave trading. Now, just think about this, Jim. Bill Casey's mother was a slave from a slave trading family from the biggest hotbed in South Africa, sub-Saharan Africa, I should say, of slave trading. So I know where he's from. Guess what property he purchased in Long Island? I visited his house. It was called Jacobean House. Bill Casey purchased Jacobean House in, I believe, 1940s. So you see, Jim, he's not a Jesuit. He might have gone to Fordham University, like many people do, including Jews. It was from his mother's side. He's one of the usual suspects, and the reason they made him CIA director is they used him to penetrate the Vatican, and because they wanted to get their hooks into the Vatican, so they used a guy that was ostensibly Catholic, but his family tree was from the Sabbatean imposters. I'm sorry about that. And by the way, I want to just mention from Dave, be careful with this guy, Richard Giuliani. I found him to be a purveyor of disinformation. I've come across him quite a bit in my own research. Or Charles Giuliani. Yeah.
Well, Casey's great success, Reese, as I'm sure you're aware, was negotiating with the Ayatollahs in Iran to hold on to the hostages until after the inauguration of Reagan, because he knew that if the hostages were released, it would be regarded as a success by Jimmy Carter, and he'd be likely to be reelected by acclamation. So Casey was being rewarded for his skullduggery and, you know, what could well be regarded as a violation of national security by ensuring the hostages were held even longer than need have been the case.
Yes.
A further final thought, Reese?
Yes, final thought was this, that Bill Casey may have actually redeemed himself. And I'm going to tell you how. He was supposed to speak before the Iran-Contra, the hearings for Iran-Contra. And I believe he may have been on the dark side, but he wasn't completely beholden to the dark side, because here's what happened. Casey suffered a seizure the day before he was going to testify. And then 3 days later, he died in the hospital of an undiagnosed brain tumor. So they put Bill Casey out to pasture before he could testify about Iran-Contra. So maybe he wasn't all bad, like many politicians, you know?
Yeah. This is like William Colby dying in a kayaking accident when he was an expert kayaker because he was revealing too many truths. Reese, thanks for the call. Good points. Very nice. Francis in North Carolina, please join the conversation, Francis.
Hey, young man.
First of all,
have a great fun week to start with. Given we have a full moon coming up, aside from that, as far as the corona fiasco with the variants and the masking and the social engineering of 6 foot distance and all this garbage, you want to at least I call it that rhetoric.
Sure.
For one thing, you can tell who's going to fall for it, lock, stock, and barrel. Currently, today, 3 years after the first initial fiasco was kicked up, because people, every once in a while, I'll see someone wearing a mask or whatever, and I'm thinking, I just shake my head when I see them. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you're actually falling for this trap. But anyway, you know full well that the stupid mask, I don't care what kind of a design it is or manufacturing specialty there is of a mask, supposedly for this little viral bug of bacteria and viruses that people breathe in every day, for that matter, is a total hoax and a fraud. Because at one point, from my own personal experience, based on the fact that my other half was in the hospital, about the time that this whole fiasco kicked up, him being diabetic. And so I had to wear a mask in the ICU, CCU, whenever I went to visit him. Well, it turns out, whenever the cleaning, the maintenance personnel would come in to wipe down the counters and all that kind of stuff with whatever fluid they were using, I told them, I said, how long are you going to be doing that as far as the timing is concerned? I said, because quite frankly, I can smell what you're doing through this mask that's supposed to keep out who knows what. And they said, you can smell it through the mask? I said, I think I just clarified that for you. And so, verbally speaking. And so they were like, we'll be out of here in just a few moments. I said, well, it's a little bit too late now because I can smell it. And so if I can smell cleaning solution through the air that's been sprayed on the counter through a mask, a, I guess one of those medical-grade masks or whatever, then some little viral bug, it's a complete joke. I've likened it to the aspect that someone come up with an analogy of keeping a fly out with a chain link fence. Now, yes. I heard that years ago, and this still applies. So, not to mention the fact that one, it cuts off your oxygen flow to your brain, as well as it cuts back on your immune system if you still have one. It does nothing to protect it. The only thing you can do to protect your immune system is to take care of it yourself and with your diet, supplementation, or who knows what. And with that,
I like your point, if you still have one, because the vax destroys your immune system. That's its key to success.
Well, there you go. Especially when someone goes and takes the second or third booster. And when I first heard about people doing that, I thought, wait a minute, then what was the point of taking the first one if you have to have a second or third or fourth booster to follow it up with? That's a complete idiocy. And I'm not one for logic.
And Francis, it was never tested for inhibiting transmission. You know, we were all told this is to protect other people. And you're being selfish if you don't do it. But they never tested that it would protect other people. It doesn't protect other people. The whole thing was a pile of garbage.
I was going to say, it's a bunch of hypocritical BS that people were brainwashed with.
Kill ourselves. They're really getting us to kill ourselves by taking an injection that has no medical basis whatsoever.
Well, that's a given. I mean, they want over half the population dropped dead. I mean, quite frankly.
By my calculation, over a billion worldwide have died from the vax. Over a billion, Francis.
Yeah. Yep, and I still have to answer for that garbage, too. But That's the reason why whenever I see people taking this stuff and they say, well, I've had this, I've had that, I'm like, oh my gosh. Even my dear beloved sister-in-law, whom I love dearly because she's the only sister I've had in my life, and she went and had the shot jab done. And I'm like, you did what? And said, well, it don't protect you from it. It just lessens the effects of the corona bug. I'm like, excuse me, you realize how illogical that sounds? And this is someone who is a teacher in a school or whatever, substitute otherwise. Yeah. So I'm totally floored. So that pretty much shoots out the holiday visitation down. So with that,
good stuff, Francis. Do you have a final thought?
My final thought is having a green olive of my margarita that's not even a rainbow, and a true rainbow, not this fake fraudulent rainbow garbage. So.
Thanks, Francis.
Y'all have a great week. Take care. Play hard.
Good too. Thanks for the call. Bragan in Wisconsin. Bragan, join the conversation, my friend.
Hello, Inspector Festa. good to hear your voice. And it's an open-ended question for another program on another day, but I was discussing it with someone near and dear to me a couple nights ago. And when could one say that, quote unquote, the cabal started? Because as a Marine, you well know how the backdoor, the closed door proceedings occurred with Major General Smedley A. Butler, Marine Corps, and that was not the start of it, but where it did all start, well, that remains a question to me, and I know you've written, I'm pretty sure I have a bunch of your books, and it's over 60-something, if not 70-something. So
actually, 40. I've 40 books, 24 in traditional academic and over a dozen in conspiracy research. But Bragan, the answer is that it's an ambiguous question. If you're talking about the role of the Talmudic Jews. That goes back thousands of years. So it has, I mean, it's culminated in the Rothschild banking empire, which is perhaps the most powerful, vicious, malicious entity ever known on the face of Earth. If you talk about more centralized American threats, I think it would date to 1913 and the founding of the Fed, where it has been said that compound interest, compound interest is the greatest evil ever devised by the hand of man. And that's, of course, where interest makes interest. In fact, our national debt is by and large a function of interest owed to the Fed, which is a consortium of private banks for publishing the currency of the United States, which JFK thought was absurd because the Department of Treasury could perfectly well print United States notes at no interest. So the idea of paying interest to a consortium of private banks for publishing the money of the United States is an absurdity. And by the way, a friend suggested to me what we need is a jubilee. We need to be emancipated from our debt. The Catholic Church instituted jubilees, you know, a very long time ago, but it's something that could do the United States a whole lot of good. Just emancipate, wipe all the debt free, just clean, get rid of this national absurdity of owning all the trillions to the Fed. I mean, it's just as dumb as it gets, Brig, and I know you're going to have a further thought. Go ahead.
It's worth an entire book, but you have your hands full, that's for sure. I appreciate hearing your voice on the air, and I will eat some fresh walleye for you.
Thanks, Reagan. Thanks a lot. Very nice call. Very nice sentiment. Tom in Florida. Always glad to hear from you, Tom. Speak up.
Yeah, good day, Jim. A lot of interesting calls today. Very good. What's around Francis and Carolina? I say, yeah, they're trying to kill off half the population, but yeah, they're just bringing all these illegals in so they'll flush it back up, you know, or they'll be flushing again. And so that's why we got all these illegals pouring in here. But here now, here's what I really want to talk to you about, Jim. I want to talk to you about New York City with Curtis Sliwa from the Guardian Angels. What do you know about the drones that are flying over New York City, arresting the people who are protesting, but the illegal aliens are running around like wild Indians? What do you know about that?
Crazy. The people who should be arrested are those who are allowing these aliens into the country, starting with Joe Biden and Barack Obama and George Soros. Those are the people who deserve to be arrested and tried and prosecuted to the full extent of the law. This is absurd.
Absolutely. Well, Alex Soros took off for the old man. The old man can barely walk. Looks like a frog.
Yeah.
They got the son taken over with Gavin Newsom. He's going to be sponsoring him. But we got to go back to what's going on with Curtis Sliwa. He's been arrested. He's trying to point out these illegal aliens are getting better treatment than veterans, veterans, and homeless. And he's pointing out the drones are watching everything they do, and everywhere he goes, the drones are flying over his house and everything. But they won't even put the drones at the border with rocketry or something to keep these illegals from coming in here. This is a freaking invasion, man. It's a freaking invasion.
Right.
Call what it is. But I got to say this, Jim. Listen to a lot of calls. You got to talk about COVID and this and that, and then we heard about the shot and all that. Hey, Donald Trump never took a shot. I don't even think Biden ever took a shot. I know Biden never took a shot. He'd really be dead. They took Regeneron. They didn't. They took a liquid drip model you take for 4 or 5 hours. They never took the COVID shot. And everybody was well aware that they had a thing called Regeneron. They took it in Indonesia, Mr. Carter, and all over the country of Indonesia. They never took the Pfizer or Moderna. They took cloxychloroquine or Regeneron. So the fakery of all this is insane. And Fauci, that little freak Fauci, and the whole thing's a cabal, man. But that's COVID. That to me is over with. They'll probably try to bring it back. Yeah, but you know what? I think Putin's going to eventually in Ukraine. I think Putin in Ukraine.
I did several lengthy studies about COVID and the politics of COVID and how it played into the DNC agenda. I'm going to repost those on my Twitter. So you didn't have to dig around in the 65 shows. I'm going to repost those on my Twitter, and I'm going to do it right away because we're being subjected to an instant replay. So you want to see how they faked us out of our jocks before and not be played again.
You have a hangover?
Tom, do you have a final thought, Tom?
Yeah, well, Curtis Lee will said all these illegal aliens in New York City got mopeds. They're getting cars. They're wrecking cars. There's wrecks all over New York City. Can you imagine what's going to happen here in the next couple of years?
Thanks for calling.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS. This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act, the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, before I take our last caller today, let me speak out to Vinny in New Zealand. Vinny, I would love to get you on the air. Just call earlier. I knew you dropped because you thought there was too little time. Call tomorrow. Call early. I'd love to hear from you. David in California. David, join the conversation.
Yeah. Hi, Jim. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, about a week ago, you mentioned when it was talking about the guns and Second Amendment and violence like that. I love what you said. You said something like, if the United States didn't have four or five states, and what were them states, and where did you get that information from? I wonder if I can trace that down. You remember what I'm talking about?
I'm not sure, but I'll see if I can track it down, David. I mean, if you want to send me an email, if I can find it.
You were saying something like the United States would be the fourth internationally.
I've got that right away. Oh, absolutely, 100%. That's a matter of the fact that if you took out five Democrat states,
right,
the gun so high, Detroit, Philadelphia, Chicago. Yeah. If you subtracted those, the United States would be 189 out of 194. We would be like the fourth least gun violent nation in the world if you just subtracted the five Democrat cities where the gun violence is so great because they have gun-free zones.
Right.
Yeah.
So where did you find that? I mean, I believe you, but did you find that somewhere on the internet, or I'm just curious? I mean,
every story I do, I have a link to it that is going up now on my BitChute channel. I don't think right now it's going up at RBN too. Michael Rivero would publish links to all the stories he covered, and I'm doing the same. I'm writing summaries of our shows, you know, that are being published at RBN, but I do not think right now the links to all those stories are going
and
there.
And I look forward. If I find it, I'll call in. But one more thing. I heard in Kentucky, I was hearing this from Scott McKay about a week ago, that there was a case with the mask, with the whole COVID nonsense, that it can really push back a lot of this stuff that they try to do lockdowns and force us to make wear masks. That I forgot the details of it, but it was out of Kentucky that we really can do a major pushback when they try to do this, another lockdown or whatever.
Yeah, they're gonna try it, I guarantee, especially because they want to promote mail-in balloting, which even third world countries don't accept because it's so amenable to fraud. I mean, you know. And up in this little town in Michigan, they had a woman coming in with tens of thousands of phony voter registrations at a time. I mean, it was just ridiculous, Dave. Ridiculous.
Well, thanks a lot for answering.
Excellent. We'll talk more about gun control, no doubt, in the very near. I'm glad you were all here, and thank you for calling. Back tomorrow.
Yes, I get by with a little help from my friend. With a little help from my friend.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.